Good morning. 6:38 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have Wes Moreno. He is the county administrator for Escambia County. A very, very busy man. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Yeah, great to have you. We have a meeting today. Huge subjects on the meeting. We've got the committee of the whole meeting this morning. We're going to talk about building four fire stations, a pretty hefty price tag, but also a pretty necessary thing. What is it? Two new ones and two demo and replace. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We got one at Paradise Beach that is very, very much needed. Since we lost the one we had some years ago, you know, those folks out there can't get insurance. And if they do get insurance, it's just a great burden. And so we're working with the Navy to acquire that triangular piece of property going into the Southwest Forks Complex. And we have somewhat of an idea in mind and somewhat of a thought and a rendering. And we think we can put that thing in there for $4 to $6 million. But we got to own the property first. And so we're working with the Navy. We're all, and I keep saying this, I know people get tired of hearing it, we're almost there.
Okay.
Seems like there's always one last step. But yeah, that's the first one. And then.
I was just going to ask you about that one, because you and I have been talking about this for years, that it's almost, we're almost. And you guys have done, instead of building like what you think of as a normal building, this is a manufactured building, which, as I recall. But you really, you really think we've got it?
I really think, really do think we were in the last steps of getting that property. And I say that, and this time next year, we may still be talking about it.
I got you.
But you know, we bought a pumper truck. We bought a truck to put there.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Commissioner Strohberg the other day, maybe we just buy just one of those little carports that you buy for your house and put the pumper truck under it.
Well,
I don't know.
Something. But you were starting to say about the other three facilities.
Yeah, we have one on Kingsville, just west of 297A. There, that's an area that has experienced some really fast growth, and we're in much need of one there. And then in Myrtle Grove and Pleasant Grove, those two firehouses are in desperate need of repair and rehabilitation. So we're looking in that area there as well.
And is it the price tag I have in my head, it's around $25 million for all four. Am I in the vicinity?
Yeah, maybe a little bit more than that.
$30 million,
roughly. Okay.
Okay.
So $25 to $30 million.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, you need fire stations, and certainly the people who can't get insurance or have to pay, I mean, God, tens of thousands or whatever they're paying. It's crazy what those folks down around Paradise Beach are having to pay. Speaking of fire, we still don't have a contract yet for the Escambia County Fire Rescue. The last I heard, you know, $13 an hour is a starting pay. Of course, their pay scale works a little bit different than most people, but where are negotiations at on that?
So we've been going back and forth, and we met this past Monday, and I think, or my understanding is from the fire union, is that we are going to have a tentative agreement with wages and with some other articles that we're looking at. So we have one more session on Monday. My expectation of that session is to walk in, sign about three articles, and then give them the whole document. We call it TA, tentatively agreed to document. And they're going to take that for ratification. If they will get that ratified, you'll see that on the May 15th meeting, and we'll button that up. But it has been some iteration, some talk. We have made quite a bit of progress in the last 3.5-4 years. I mean, when I came in, they were making, you know, I think the incoming wage was $32,000 a year for incoming firefighters. Right now we're at $43,000. And if this article comes along, we agree to it, I think you'll see it coming in at $50,000 to $52,000 a year.
Okay.
You know, we've given 4% to the lieutenants and above, plus whatever the rest of the county gets, they get that as well. So I know there's been some rhetoric and some talk going on, but we've made great progress there in wages and when it comes to fire. And we are we only have three vacancies right now in fire. I mean, when I came in, we had massive vacancies in fire. So I know the rhetoric, I hear it, but we have absolutely made some great progress when it comes to wages for fire.
And I think, would that be 16 to start instead of 13? Is that, I mean, I know the annual wage is a better way to think of it because of how they get paid, but
it's close to that, maybe okay. $15.50 or something like that.
Okay. One of the other things, speaking of fire, obviously, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about this question of how we fund the fire service for the past couple of years. We've had to fund it out of a transfer from general fund because the MSBU, that's the flat fee that everybody pays for owning a home or a business, is not enough. And fire cost of fire service has gone up, and we want to have it be self-sustaining. At least that's the theory. So we're looking at a property tax increase, an MSBU increase from either... You know, an increase of like $75 for a homeowner. That's one possibility. The other possibility is if you live on the beach, to go up to like almost double what the people on the mainland pay. And if that proposal goes in, it's also like 1,000% increase on the square footage for commercial. The other proposal would be also an increase for everybody from 125 to 226, about $100 a year, 80%. And then a per square foot increase of 87%. So still almost a doubling for both commercial and for residential owners. But that would be evenly spread across the whole county, beach and mainland altogether. Those are kind of the two alternatives, right?
Those are two alternatives that have been put out there. I think you may hear several iterations today before the day's over with of some thoughts and ideas. I know the Island Authority has some thoughts and ideas that they've Mike Burns out there, the executive director, he's been looking at to help offset some of that possible cost for the beach. Nobody likes to pay more. I certainly don't like to pay more, but it is a necessary thing. We have been supplementing the fire budget, as the general fund, $10, $11 million a year. And listen, that ties in with the fire wage increase, everybody.
Yeah,
it is what it is. So we've last increase that what we call the mainland has had was about 2015, 2016, and the beach hasn't been increased at all since for about 23 years. I mean, it's been a long time that we've gone out there like that. So and we have added personnel out there to the beach, but I know it's a burden, and I don't think anybody takes it lightly. We certainly understand the concern. I think you'll hear quite a few ideas brought forth tonight, and we'll see where we land. People ask me, "Well, what do you think?" I said, "I'll be totally honest with you. I'm not sure.
Okay,
we'll just have to see." Everybody's holding their cards close to them, and but I will say this: I will give the board credit for this. These conversations are not easy to have. They're just not, because. Well, you see all the concern and the commentary
yeah.
surrounding it, but the board has taken it up and taken a stand, and they're at least talking about it, and that is a huge step in the right direction. So I have to give the board credit for that. I know there whatever social media commentary there is, this board is brave, stepping up and being brave enough to talk about it. So I do appreciate that.
Well, and I will say this, like nobody wants to be the politician that votes in a property tax increase, even if it's not an ad valorem increase. Nobody wants to be that politician. But the other side of this equation is that, the state has put constraints on municipalities and counties because you have homestead exemptions, you have limits in how much property taxes can be increased every year, which may or may not be good things. But, the whole rest of the world doesn't necessarily obey those limits. And so this can create an issue. And I gave a little bit misleading information. I was actually talking about the changes for beach and mainland, the alternative to ones I was saying. And it's a lot of numbers and it's hard to do on the radio, but the alternative is to make the rates on the beach and the mainland the same, which would be still a 50% commercial increase and a 10% residential increase on the beach. But on the mainland, it'd be 113% increase and a 78% increase on the mainland. In other words, to make them all even. But there may be other options presented tonight, which we'll have to wait and see for the meeting. We're talking to Wes Moreno, County Administrator for Escambia County. Wes, one thing, I know people ask about this, and it's just a when kind of question. The fishing pier rebuild, the, second or first, I guess, of the bridges, the 3-mile bridge. When is that expected to really get going and finish?
So, ironically, we just got our last needed permit yesterday.
Oh,
we'll sign that permit today, and then that would allow us to start the procurement process. So we'll probably start the procurement process in June. I probably going, you know, issuing the NTP, the notice to proceed to a contractor, probably somewhere around October, November, and then you'll probably see it kick in heavily, the actual demolition and construction, after the first of the year, and I would say 24 months to finish it.
Okay, so we're talking 2028 is probably when we'll have that back in service. Is that about right?
That's about right. And it's about a $22 to $24 million project.
Okay.
And it is FEMA. You know,
FEMA's taking care of it all, so. Yeah. I, in connection with that, it's just a question that's been asked of me because we're doing the beach renourishment, or at least I expect we will do the beach renourishment. Because of the impact that that has on fishing, because, you know, close-in fishing to the shore becomes completely different and maybe even doesn't exist much when you do beach renourishment for a while. Have you guys given any thought with the damage that we keep getting to the pier? Any possibility of, I don't know, a reconstruction, an extension of the pier to go deeper, especially with the beach renourishment? Is that even on the radar for Escambia County?
Are you talking about the Gulf Fishing Pier?
Yes, the big pier out of the beach. Right, sorry.
No, that's really not been discussed.
Okay.
You know, we just got finished with the total rehabilitation of that pier after Hurricane Sally.
Right.
And there's a few structural upgrades, but no, not as far as lengthening it out in the Gulf. That's a whole elongated process.
Yeah, I know. I know somebody who's a big fisher in the area kind of asked me, and I thought, well, you know, I don't know the answer. I'll ask the question. The Bob Sykes Bridge replacement, are we still – I mean, that's like $200-300 million. Is that, I mean, am I in the ballpark if we don't finance it?
Yeah, I think you're in the ballpark. And, you know, we're still collecting the toll. We're still, you know, we've done some rehab work on that bridge to extend the life of it. But yeah, that is something that in the future that we're going to have to tackle.
The only reason I'm thinking about, I mean, I'm always thinking about it because it's a big, long-term expensive project, but the only reason I'm thinking about it today is because we're talking about the turfing of the NEP fields, the John R. Jones facility on 9 Mile, to the tune of 25-ish million. That's the best guess we got so far. And that's money that, you know, I'm thinking, what's the benefit to the tourism, of course, which is the pitch. But also, that's 25 million that could be used under TDT rules, could be used for bridge replacement, right? I mean, that's – I'm trying to think, like, what's the alternative use of that big chunk of money? And that's kind of what I was thinking of.
I got you. Well, I'll say this. You know, there's been some questions. Well, how is this going to affect any Bay Center improvements and
right.
some things? But I'll say this. The Bay Center, and this is just me. I'm not speaking for the board. This is my opinion, so it ain't worth much. But the Bay Center is a long ways from going under construction. You know, the city has their plan to adopt a master plan around that area. And that's, you know, that's where they're headed. You know, we have a study that's going on there at the Bay Center. And when the study gets completed, you know, then the board will pick an alternative. And then you have to hire an architect, and then they go into design. And then, I mean, we're a little bit out on the Bay Center or any other project. In the meantime, John R. Jones, the infrastructure is basically there. And we can construct that project, and we'll start hosting tournaments. We'll start bringing in money, and we'll start appreciating the return on investment there, John R. Jones, long before some of those other projects come to fruition. So I know it's a lot of money, but I do think we will appreciate a great return on investment out there, and in a much quicker time frame than what some of these other projects will be ready.
I can see that. We actually had a really good conversation on the show. There's a lot of people that are concerned that maybe we don't need turf so much as we need drainage improvements and amenities improvements, and that maybe, you know, the price of the turf is too much for the return we could get on the other fixes that are needed at the fields. I'm hoping we have a good conversation about that tonight. Of course, I talked with Ashley Hoffberger about that just the other day. Before we let you go, Wes, the last thing that I wanted to ask you about is, only because I know people will find this interesting, the changing of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America on the sailfish sign. I know you know my position on this. I'm not, but it is the law. It is the president. It is the state. This is what, about a couple thousand, $4,000, something like that project, something like that?
It's about $2,500, $2,600.
Okay, under $3,000. Sorry, I got the wrong number. And that was something you did without board approval. You don't have, but I assume you talked with the commissioners. Was this like, who let it? Were the commissioners let it? You let it? How did this happen?
Yeah, it wasn't a board vote, but it was a direction from two commissioners. Absolutely.
Okay. And so the question I know a lot of people have is, but where is the Gulf of Mexico panel? People love their memorabilia.
I'll say that. If we need to put it back up, it'll be a whole lot cheaper to put it back up than it was to change it out. So we didn't just throw it away.
Very good. All right. Excellent. Wes Moreno, he is. Oh, and just one teeny thing. You guys always do these interesting recognitions, and this happens to be kind of semi-connected to me personally. You're going to be recognizing tonight a married couple for 75 years. 75 years of marriage happens to be the parents of our sales manager. And I just think I love that you do these little community notes. It's very cool.
Yeah, that's a great thing. Commissioner Kohler is very excited about that recognition, and it's much deserved. Much deserved.
No, I love those. I always, I love that kind of human side of these things because it brings a smile to me and it warms my heart a little bit. Wes Moreno, Escambia County Administrator, I know you got a big day ahead of you. Thank you for taking some time this morning to spend it with us and to inform people about the big things that the county is deciding about. Wes, thanks for the time, sir.
All right, thank you, Andrew. We'll see you now.